And here at 7:06, we have here at the KJN Studios 38 degrees as your current temperature. And we look for a high temperature today of right around 36 degrees here, as we'll cool off a little bit here a little bit later on this morning and see things hold pretty steady throughout the day. But windy west-southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly at 25 to 30 miles per hour later on in the day. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In the latest local news, one person was killed and three other people were injured during a two-vehicle crash on Friday night in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says the accident took place at around 10:30 p.m., just south of the junction of I-29 and I-680, just north of Council Bluffs. Officials report a 2008 Kia Spectra, driven by a person from Rogers, Arkansas, was traveling north in the southbound lanes of I-29 when it collided head-on with a 2005 Nissan Maxima, driven by Frida Zanabria, whose city of residence was not known. Following the collision, the Kia came to rest in the median. Its driver, whose name was not released, died at the scene. The Nissan came to rest in the west ditch. Zanabria was trapped and suffered what were described as extremely critical injuries. Zanabria and a passenger in the car, 23-year-old Cesar Caballero, were flown by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Another passenger in the car, 20-year-old Luz Trillo, was transported by Council Bluffs Rescue to University of Nebraska Medical Center. Zanabria was the only person in the vehicle to be wearing a seatbelt. The hometowns of the passengers in the Zanabria vehicle were not known to authorities at the time of the release of information. Three people were said to have been injured during a rollover accident early this morning near the Schoberg Quarry Recreational Area in Atlantic. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac ambulance crews were dispatched at around 1:12 a.m. to an area north of the bridge on Buck Creek Road, just north of the walking trails, for a passenger vehicle that had rolled over. One of the victims was partially ejected and trapped under the vehicle. Two passengers in the vehicle were transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital. One was flown by helicopter a little over 90 minutes later to a trauma center in Omaha. A report on the victim's condition is not available. The 19-year-old driver of the car was brought to the sheriff's office for questioning. Additional details about the accident are currently not available. Residents of Prescott and Adams County can drink their tap water again after a boil advisory was lifted on Friday at 3:30 p.m. The DNR and Southern Iowa Rural Water lifted the advisory after two sets of water samples taken a day apart tested clean for bacteria. The advisory was issued Wednesday after a contractor hit a water main, causing the town to lose water pressure. Pressure drops can allow bacteria to enter the drinking water. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest on Saturday morning in Villisca. Officers arrested 19-year-old Holly A. Nutting of Villisca on a charge for domestic abuse assault with injury. Charges stem from the investigation into a report early this morning of a family disturbance at 102 West 2nd Street in Villisca. The victim was found to have minor injuries that did not require medical treatment, and Nutting was found at a nearby residence and taken into custody without incident. Nutting was taken to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 bond. The Iowa Economic Development Authority Board on Friday awarded direct financial assistance and tax benefits to five companies for job creation and expansion projects. The awards will assist in the creation of 91 jobs and the retention of 86 jobs and will result in over $90 million in new capital investment for the state. The board also took action to support the growth of startups and small businesses in Iowa. The board approved assistance for planned or proposed projects located in Sioux City, Cedar Rapids, Davenport, Norwalk, Carter Lake, Rose Hill, Coralville, and Johnston. Owen Industries Incorporated in Carter Lake supplies fabricated steel for commercial, industrial, and nuclear projects at its Carter Lake facility. The company was awarded $50,000 in direct financial assistance as well as tax benefits for a project to expand operations to a new greenfield facility and add several major pieces of processing equipment to meet customer requirements. The $33.6 million capital investment is expected to create 16 new jobs and retain 72 jobs, of which 20 are incented. Free tax preparation services will be available in Southwest Iowa for low and moderate income families as part of the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. For more information or to make an appointment, call after January 23rd to the Shelby County Extension Office in Harlan. The phone number there is 712-755-3104. Other tax sites will also be available in Atlantic, Guthrie Center, Carroll, Jefferson, Malvern, and Corning. The program is open to Iowa residents with adjusted gross income below $57,000. Tax preparation services will be provided by IRS-trained and certified local volunteers who utilize the TaxWise software to complete returns. The IRS now requires all returns to be quality reviewed by a second tax volunteer, which could delay the filing of a tax return by a day or two. Most returns will be electronically filed, and to speed up the refund process, participants are encouraged to have a savings or bank account, although it is not required. Taxpayers can have refunds deposited into more than one account and also purchase Series 1 U.S. savings bonds. Only basic federal Iowa and nearby state returns will be processed. The program does not prepare schedules or forms related to business profit loss, except Form CEZ with business expenses under $10,000, capital gains and losses, farm or rental income, employee business expenses, or moving expenses. A professional tax preparer should be consulted for those services. Health savings accounts and cancellation of debt returns are only prepared where volunteers are certified to do so. In rural Southwest Iowa, the VITA program is a joint effort of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and Iowans for Social and Economic Development. The program is financed has financial support by the Internal Revenue Service and the Iowa Department of Human Services. For more information about the program, contact Mary Beth Kaufman, ISU Extension Program Specialist and VITA Coordinator at 712-755-3104. And in other news around the state, Sioux City is intervening in litigation over the future of a gaming license in Woodbury County. Attorneys for the city filed motions Friday in Polk County District Court asking to present evidence in a lawsuit against the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. The Iowa Supreme Court is examining whether the district court had the power in December to stay the license awarded by the commission. Officials are warning Iowa City residents to beware of a phone scam involving people claiming to be from the IRS. City officials say the impersonators are calling residents and demanding they pay taxes they don't owe. The callers have threatened jail time, deportation, and other consequences. A federal jury has ruled in favor of the maker of an infant formula that a family claimed caused severe brain damage to an Iowa girl. The jury in Sioux City said Friday that the powdered formula manufactured by Abbott Laboratories did not lead to 5-year-old Janine Kunkel contracting meningitis when she was an infant. The meningitis caused brain damage. A judge has sentenced a prominent Iowa developer to 1 year in prison for embezzling money from business ventures to prop up his real estate holdings and keep up a wealthy lifestyle. U.S. District Judge Stephanie Rose said Friday that she struggled to fashion an appropriate sentence for Chuck Rule of Davenport, especially since he had paid his victims back and had made many positive contributions to the community, but she said she was troubled that he improperly withdrew money for years from real estate partnerships he managed, even after he had been caught doing so once. West Des Moines police say a freight train hit a dump truck in West Des Moines, injuring the truck driver. Police say the crash happened just before 1 p.m. Friday when an Iowa Interstate Railroad train hit a dump truck driven by 59-year-old Rick Northway of Des Moines. Authorities say his injuries did not appear to be life-threatening. That's a look at some of the latest news for you here this morning here on KJAN. Taking a look now here at your funeral announcements. Margaret Maggie McGuire, age 74, of rural Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Maggie McGuire will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joseph Marion Keaton, age 92, of Redfield, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Joseph Keaton will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Ricky Ray Carter, age 64, of Harlan, died Friday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A visitation is planned for Ricky Carter to be held on Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Bert Morenz, age 75, of Auburn, died Wednesday at the St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. A mass of Christian burial for Bert Morenz will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Auburn. The Lampe Funeral Home in Lake City is in charge of the arrangements. Jackie Pelzer, age 75, of Marnie, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Jackie Pelzer will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lonnie Cleo Hughes, Jr., age 78, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Lonnie Hughes, Jr. will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Christina Rick, age 46, of Marnie, died Friday at her home. No services are planned for Christina Rick. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a look there at your news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.